Ernest, what's up? Look, you know how every new year we set these big goals, like saving more money, but somehow life just gets in the way? I mean, how many times have I told myself I'll stick to a budget only to see random delivery fees and subscription services eating away at my wallet? It's like the world is designed to spend our money. That's why I love Acorns. It makes saving and investing automatic so you can stick to your financial goals without even thinking about it. This episode of Earn Your Leisure is sponsored by Acorns. You've probably heard me talk about Acorns before, and I'm excited to share more about how it can help you too. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. Here's the best part. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you invest with the same spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. You don't need a ton of time. You can create your own Acorns account and start investing in just 5 minutes. Basically, Acorns does the hard part so you can give your money a chance to grow. For me, Acorns has been a game changer. I remember looking at my bank statements and realizing I wasn't making any progress toward my long-term financial goals. With Acorns, it was like flipping a switch. Now, every little bit of spare change I spend is automatically invested. Over time, those small steps have really added up. And it feels good knowing I'm working toward a better future without stressing about it every day. So head to acorns.com/EYL or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 2 compensations provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/EYL. Earners, what's up? Look, the holiday season is supposed to be about joy and celebration, but let's be real. Finances could take a serious hit this time of year. Have you ever found yourself dipping into your savings or even adding to your credit card debt just to cover some holiday expenses? I know I've been there, and those months of catching up afterward, they're not fun. But what if you could approach this holiday season differently, without the stress? That's where Chime comes in. With a Chime checking account, you get features designed to help you stay in control of your money, like no monthly or maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, and my personal favorite, getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Think about it, no surprise fees draining your account, and the flexibility to handle those holiday expenses when they pop up. Let me tell you about SpotMe. I remember a time when an overdraft fee hit me just because my timing was off with my paycheck. It was frustrating and unnecessary. With Chime, you don't have to deal with that. SpotMe lets you overdraft up to $200 without fees, and your next deposit just covers the balance. And here's something unique. Chime is all about community. You can even get a boost from a friend to temporarily increase your SpotMe limit. And when you help a friend out, they can boost you back. It's a real give and take that makes managing your finances feel a little more supportive. Millions of Chime members are making financial progress every day. To date, Chime has spotted members over 32 billion in transactions through SpotMe. And with access to over 50,000 fee-free ATMs, you can take care of your money anytime, anywhere. So enjoy the holidays while keeping your financial goals on track with Chime. Open your account in just 2 minutes at chime.com/earn. That's chime.com/earn. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debt card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Direct deposit timing depends on submission of payment file. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limit. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs and for OTC withdrawals.
All right, let's start here. So Meta has discontinued all his DEI programs.
Yeah.
And also did a bunch of other stuff. Took the LGBTQ flag, I think, off of its thing. It was, did a lot of stuff. It, you know, Zuckerberg went to Mar-a-Lago and
just the ring.
Because remember, he kicked Trump off of Instagram. Boom. 5 years ago. So
now the rabbit got the guy.
Yeah, he created True Social.
So let me just say,
became president.
Let me say this. I have a few things to say.
Come on, let's wake it up, Shoddy. Yep.
You know, a lot of people have for a long time said, like, presidents have no power. It's the shadow government that runs America. The presidents really have no power. Well, this actually shows you that presidents actually do have power, because all of these top, these are the top companies. These are the richest people in the world. Jeff Bezos, Tim Cook,
Elon Musk kicked it off.
Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, they all have kissed the ring. Mark Zuckerberg, look, Mark, if you're listening, love to have you at InvestFest. If you're interested, you know, have a conversation. No disrespect, but Mark Zuckerberg goes anyway. The wind blows him. First, like when the Democrats is in office. Wait.
Does he? He pushed back on Trump. And we'll get to the Tim Cook
when it was convenient, he pushed back on Trump. When the Democrats was in office after Trump, the Trump lost, he kicked him off of Instagram. When Trump won, he literally gave him $1 million, had dinner at his house, apologized to him in person.
In person.
Allegedly.
Trump the real Trump 100. Like, he
ends DEI. I mean, this is the reason why he's doing this, is because this is what Trump and his consortiums want him to do. It's okay. Yep. You want to operate for 4 years in peace and not have us bring you up to Capitol Hill every 2 weeks like you was 4 years ago. Then this is what you need to do. And he's having no problem.
Go to Joe Rogan and do it.
Doing this. So yeah, he went to Joe Rogan.
Apologize publicly. The disrespect was public. Apologize in public.
Go to Joe. Sit down for 3 hours.
So talk about
the other Joe.
So yeah, so that. But then the second part is, and I said this on the Breakfast Club, but this DEI thing, right? DEI is the politically correct way to say nigga. So what I mean by that is that you can't say racial slurs in 2025 and just get away with it. You can say woke. You can say DEI. So what they're saying is that, because they're saying, okay, we're gonna peel back this DEI. DEI must die. DEI, like, there is no DEI. There is no DEI. There never was DEI. 0.7% of Fortune 500 companies CEOs are black, and we know her.
Talk about it.
Personally.
One.
So less than 1%, less than 1% of Fortune 500 CEOs are black. Less than a half of 1% of venture capital fund goes to black businesses. Less than 1% of all money managers are black.
Same angel investing. Less than 1% of the capital goes to black startups, and those that are doing well damn near have to hide.
Right. Less than 7% of the people in the whole entire tech industry are black, even though we make up 16% of the workforce. I can continue to go on. Where's the DEI? Where's the inclusion? We're not included in anything.
And a capital promise was never dispersed.
So that's what I said, right? Like, I was like, yeah, that sounds good. And the George Floyd tragedy and moment, the response from it from the corporate was, we'll throw money at this, right? We're going to create initiatives, 100 million from this company, 100 million. Well, who's watching the money? Because it never got to anywhere near the people it was supposed to be allocated for. And when it's not allocated to those people, what's the consequence? What are the repercussions? What's the drawback?
Nothing. They didn't know how to open up the account. That's why I got to tune in Thursday to see how to open up the account to disperse it to the DEI programs, right?
It wasn't even a write-up for them. They never even let it never got dispersed.
Never.
It's a way to say the N-word without saying it, because pretty much what they're saying is that anybody that's black that has risen to any level of significance, they can discredit it in one sentence by saying they're DEI hire. They don't care if you went to law school. They don't care if you graduated first in your class. They can say you're DEI hire, which discredits you from actually obtaining any job of significance, which relegates you to just meaningless work. Right. And that's what they want. They want black people subjugated to low levels of positions in every part of society, permanent lower class, underclass caste system in the United States of America. this is not a political take. If you voted for Trump, I don't care if you voted for Trump or not. But this is a fact. What I'm saying is an actual fact. Because like I said, why is the richest people in the world championing DEI must die? When I just gave you the stats, they're not threatened. There is no DEI. They're not there. Black people are not included. Then we're nowhere near threatening white men. Yeah. So why is that one of the top slogans for the Republican Party? Why is every Fortune 100 company dropping their DEI? You think that they're doing that just because they want to? They're pressured to do that.
Yeah. They're saying for like the one person that gets through, you took the place of somebody that looked like us.
I told
out
you
of that 99 year, out of the 100%, yep. one. Nah, that could have gone. We should have had 100%. Right. And even these budgets, and we talk about this again, but the DEI, think about that, right? You got a budget of 500 million. The DEI budget be like 5 million spread out through 50 companies or 100 companies. And so now we're fighting to get $10,000. When the budget was 500 million, we're trying to get 10,000. Here you go. Yep. Here, figure that out, guys. Yo, look, we donated. We sponsored. Here's our new charity case.
Anyone who says the presidents don't have power never met anybody with power, or you were uninformed. It's a classic example. I don't know any president. They would not raise billions of dollars to run if that position had no power. I think Trump just wields that sword a lot better than others, and he's a lot more upfront in how he does business. But also, too, on a stock side, if you are not a part, I call this the anti-VIX index. Like that donation to the camp and saying I'll get along is buying you upward returns for that company for the next 4 years.
It's a good investment.
For sure.
Right. If I donated $1 million, but my company's allowed to make, what, $100 billion in a quarter?
Easily.
This is not even, you don't even think about that.
Not even.
You write the check and you walk away. Right? You're talking about, I know Bezos is not CEO anymore, but like $100 billion quarters. Apple's doing $100 billion quarters.
Yeah. We got to give Apple credit for not closing their DEI program.
Yet. However. Yet.
Next year, right?
You never know. You never know.
Clock's ticking.
And that's the crazy thing. Like, you got people like, I mean, Tim Cook is openly gay, right? So would he be considered would he be a DEI hire?
By definition.
The DEI movement was there, though.
But by definition, he would be.
Is he diversity, equity, and inclusion by having somebody from the LGBTQ community you only hear DEI when it's a black person.
True.
Right? You never hear it. I don't hear it when it's a woman, because technically women, that's a DEI hire, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Women, that diversity, equity, and inclusion. I don't hear white women being called that. I haven't heard it.
Yeah, it's a practice and policies intended to support people who come from varying backgrounds and give them resources they need to thrive in workplaces.
CEO of Microsoft, he's Indian. I haven't heard him being called a DEI hire.
No. And I told you last year, when he canceled DEI, I said, boy, that's real power, real pressure to make him stand down.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.